This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Monday, April 6th, pandemic.news update here with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. I think, you know, what's amazing about this coronavirus is how it's kind of like x-ray vision for incompetence. So you can look at how governors and mayors and presidents and national leaders and, you know, CDC authorities are handling all this, and you can see with x-ray vision, like Superman, you can see incompetence on parade. Remember when the CDC said nobody should wear masks, and the Surgeon General said don't even buy masks. If you buy masks, they won't work for you anyway, and besides, we need them in the hospitals. Huh? Remember when Trump said that basically it would all just magically disappear, that it was no big deal? And then Fox News spent the entire month of February basically saying, this is nothing, it's just the flu. And Rush Limbaugh, who can't do math, you know, and all these conservative publishers, and Sean Hannity, they're just downplaying it. It's x-ray vision for incompetence. And then there were governors of some states who just recently found out that this virus can be transmitted by asymptomatic carriers. They had no idea. They're like, what? Really? Oh, yeah. And you should have known that 3 months ago, by the way. But hey, you're just in charge. So I guess you have an excuse for being incredibly stupid, because incompetence seems to rise to the top in our political system, maybe in any political system. Who knows? It's the Peter Principle at work. But it's amazing. And the one thing I've learned in all this is that everybody's got an opinion, and especially through the month of March, everybody had an opinion about the coronavirus, but almost nobody had any qualifications to talk about the coronavirus. I would listen to kind of younger conservative pro-Trump journalists say, well, I've assessed the situation, and in my opinion, it's not such a big deal. I just want to hit him in the face with a wiffle ball bat. And it's like, you're not qualified to have an opinion. You don't know anything about public health. You don't understand anything about epidemiology or viruses or mathematics or economics. You don't know anything. You didn't even go to college. Not that you have to go to college to be informed, but a lot of these younger journalists, they didn't go to college, but they think that they're right. They think that they know exactly what they're talking about when they have no knowledge. So, you know, I've really gone to great lengths to put out projections that are independent, that are based on mathematics and the basic principles of epidemiology, which is why my models have been, you know, shockingly correct, if a little bit too conservative, by the way. But my current projections are that we will have 45,000 to 90,000 deaths in the United States by the end of July. And the White House put out projections that said there's going to be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths. I don't know where they're getting those numbers. Based on the current number of deaths and the current social distancing and lockdowns that are in place, I don't see how we can go over 90,000. Even though previously I know I said that we would go over 100,000 deaths, but that was based on the public behavior at the time, which changed. We had more lockdowns, more quarantines, more strict, you know, bans on people's movements and so on. And so the numbers have to be adjusted based on how society is enforcing social distancing. So currently, I'm confident the numbers will be between 45,000 and 90,000. But Dr. Fauci and the White House say it's going to be 100,000 to 240,000. How do you see that? I don't know how they see that. Their models are wrong. Okay, maybe you might say, well, maybe my model is wrong. Maybe it's going to be over 100,000. Well, okay, perhaps. But how do you get to 240,000? You know, when they're talking about, well, the peak's going to be in 10 days or whatever, and then from there it goes down, and even at the peak, there's only going to be between 2,000 and 3,000 deaths per day. I mean, I know that's a lot, but 2,000 to 3,000 deaths per day during the peak does not get us to 240,000 deaths, not even close, because it's dropping off after that peak. So I don't know where they're getting these numbers, and there's a lot of so-called experts running around that have, you know, opinions, but they can't do math. They can't do modeling. I think my models are actually the most accurate. again, if a little bit on the low side. So, okay, I guess we'll see, right? We'll see. But based on the deaths that we're seeing right now, and I'm not even considering infections now because I don't totally trust the infections numbers. I think deaths are more reliable, even though there is some evidence now that the number of deaths is being underreported in the United States. Nevertheless, I think deaths are more reliable than infections, because infections are much harder to track since you don't test everybody. But deaths involves actual someone dying, obviously. So every dead person tends to be counted, but although it's not 100% accurate. Nevertheless, it's bizarre, in my view, to talk to people or to hear people, especially the pro-Trump conservative media people, say, well, I think it's going to be fewer than 100,000 deaths. And you ask them, why? How did you arrive at that? They don't have an answer. Well, I just feel like it's going to be that. Well, that's not an argument. That your feeling is not an argument. Well, I'm just guessing that it's not as bad as they say. Okay, still not an argument. What's your argument for under 100,000 deaths? How do you arrive at that? It's like if you give somebody a math problem, let's say a word problem. Oh, Susie is on a train heading to the east at 40 meters per second, whatever, and is 30 minutes behind Johnny, who left New York City. You know, these old word problems. What if someone reads the word problem and just says, well, I feel like it's going to be 37 minutes. You ask them, well, how did you get to 37 minutes? I don't know. I just kind of felt like that would be about right. Well, that's not a solution. That's actually not math. That's just you pulling something out of your hat, we'll say, and waving around some number and hoping you're right. That's not science. That's not math. So when people say, oh, I think it's going to be a lot better than what this person says. I remember when I put out my first projections, I said 580 deaths by April 5th. That was my very first projection. That was in early March. And people are like, no way, you're insane. There can't possibly be 580 deaths by early April, April 5th. That's impossible. By the way, today's April 6th, and there's 10,000 plus deaths. So you see, I was a little too conservative with the numbers, but I had a reason for the numbers. I could show you the math. I could show you the projections. And when I see the White House now saying, oh, it's going to be up to 240,000 deaths, where is your math? Show me the math. They don't really have any math that I can see. What are they citing? They're just rolling dice in the back room in the Oval Office. Like, they're playing Yahtzee with dice, or Dungeons and Dragons dice, or whatever. They can, 240,000. So everybody's got an opinion. Almost everybody's wrong, especially the conservatives on this one. For whatever reason, the conservatives were just in a state of total denial, probably because Trump was and Fox News was, and even very intelligent people who they watch Fox News and they just totally absorb whatever Fox News tells them. Ah, it's not that bad. It's just the flu. It's going to be over in 2 weeks, whatever. And I know PhDs that watch Fox News and were totally brainwashed, which just goes to show you that having a PhD does not make you an independent thinker. Not at all. Not even close. They should issue PhDs for independent thinking. Then I would have multiple PhDs in independent thinking if that were a degree, because nobody does more independent thinking and independent projections. And I stand by my projections. When I put out numbers, I don't then change them to become more popular with conservative publishers or something. I put out numbers, I stick with it, you know, until I revise it based on new data. And then I have, oh, revision two, revision three. This is what we know now. More social distancing, you know, suppression factors for viral replication, so on and so forth. But I update it always based on rationality. And the reason people, I think, listen to what I have to say is because I don't follow popular opinion, whether that's conservative or progressive or whatever. I'm not into trying to be popular. I'm trying to be correct, and I'm trying to save your life. Well, a better way to say that is I'm trying to give you information so that you can save your own life. I take no responsibility for saving your life, but I do try to give you information so that you can save your own life, because I'm all about personal empowerment, you know, individual adults making informed decisions that end human suffering or reduce it or reduce deaths and so on. So that's the proper way to say that. But I don't alter my numbers based on popular opinion. And yeah, for the month of February, and especially most of March, I was just inundated by angry people who said that I was a fearmonger and doom and gloomer and this and that, and now the deaths are much larger than what I had projected. And not one person has called me with an apology. Not one person. No one has texted me and said, oh my God, I'm sorry, I was wrong, you were right, I'll listen better next time. Not a single person. So you know what? Hey, they love being wrong, and they will continue to be wrong because they can't even recognize how uninformed and illiterate they are when it comes to math and science and medicine. It's incredible. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news. If you want good answers, honest, accurate information from an independent thinker, you're listening to him right now. Pandemic.news is where you can learn more. I'll help you stay alive. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.